We're going to read the story of Noah, the beginning of the story of Noah. He lived at a very bad time. There were lots of bad people doing bad things and teaching lies. But the Lord saw good things in Noah, so he warned him that there was going to be a terrible flood that would wipe away those bad people. And he told Noah to build an ark so that he and his family could be safe. Listen to what the Lord says to Noah about how to build the ark. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis, part of chapter 6. And Yehovah saw that the evil of man was multiplied on the earth, and that all that is formed by the thoughts of his heart is only evil all the day. And Yehovah repented that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yehovah. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence from their faces. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make for thee an ark of gopher wood. With rooms thou shalt make the ark, and shalt tar it inside and outside with tar. And thus thou shalt make it, 300 cubits the length of the ark, 50 cubits its breadth, and 30 cubits its height. A window thou shalt make to the ark, and to a cubit thou shalt complete it from above. And the door of the ark thou shalt set in its side. With lowest, second, and third stories thou shalt make it. And I, behold, I bring the flood of waters on the earth, to destroy all flesh in which is the spirit of lives from under the heavens. Everything that is in the earth shall expire. And I will raise up my covenant with thee, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and the wives of thy sons with thee. And from all that lives, from all flesh, twos from all, thou shalt bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. Male and female they shall be. And take thou to thee of all food that is eaten, and gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them." And Noah did according to all that God commanded him. So he did. We read from the Arcana Celestia a little bit of the spiritual sense of this story. The purpose of the temptations meant by the flood was that the member of the church, that is, the new church, might be born again by means of them during the time that the most ancient church was dying out. This church, meant by Noah, was different, quite different in disposition from the most ancient church. That is to say, it is a spiritual church, whose nature is such that this individual is born again by means of doctrinal matters concerning faith. Once these have been implanted, conscience is instilled into him to prevent him from doing things contrary to the truth and good of faith. In this way, charity is conferred on him, which then governs his conscience, from which he accordingly starts to act. From these considerations, it becomes clear what a spiritual man is. He is not one who imagines that faith without charity saves, but one that makes charity the essential of faith and acts from it. To bring such a person or church into being was the end in view. So we read further concerning conscience, since conscience was the essence of the new church. Conscience is formed with a man of the church through the truths of faith from the Word or from the doctrine derived from the Word according to their reception in the heart. For when a man is acquainted with the truths of faith and he apprehends them in his own way and afterwards wills and does them, he receives conscience. Reception in the heart means reception in the will. For a man's will is what is called the heart. Hence, those who have conscience say what they say from the heart and do what they do from the heart. They also have an undivided mind, for they act according to what they understand and believe to be true and good. The real spiritual life of a man resides in a true conscience, for his faith, conjoined with charity, is in it. Acting from conscience, therefore, with such persons means acting from their own spiritual life, and acting in opposition to conscience means acting in opposition to their very life. Hence also it is that such persons are in the quiet of peace and in internal blessedness when they act in accordance with conscience, and that they are in disquiet and also in pain when they act in opposition to it. This pain is what is called the gnawing of conscience. Those who have not received conscience in this world cannot receive it in the other life. Therefore, they cannot be saved. The reason is that they have no plane into which the heaven, that is, the Lord through heaven, may flow and through which he may operate and so draw them to himself. For conscience is the plane and receptacle of the influx of heaven. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.